The purpose of Absolute from its beginning. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Our topic tonight, the purpose of Absolute from its beginning. Now that does not lend itself to any conversation whatsoever. The purpose of Absolute. If you, any of you, any of us, any being, anywhere, can find out a purpose for Absolute, then you are amazing. You are amazing. Because Absolute is. Absolute exists. Absolute is the allness and the isness and the nothingness. Absolute is the type of thing that Rhonda likes to talk about. Because it goes nowhere, comes from nowhere, and leads nowhere and accomplishes nothing, but it's just a lot of good imaginative
good words.
That's right, good words. And she has tied herself up with another friend who also loves good words. And the two of them good-worded together. I would imagine if you would hear them talking, you would see them animated, expressing themselves with these good, beautiful words that they're using. And if you would observe it from a distance, you'd think that they were two of the greatest lovers ever communicating with one another, because they love the words and they love the sharing that they're doing. And then you'd get close to them and you would see that they are having a didactic syllogism going on between them, which is so complex and so convoluted that it would take a Philadelphia lawyer's father to understand that. It's amazing. It really is amazing. But that's the fun of life, is just to enjoy these various things that turn us on and enjoy it. The purpose of Absolute. Now, what is the purpose of Absolute? Now, there's another phrase, part of this sentence here. From its beginning. Now, we as humans have a big problem. We like things to have a beginning and to have an end. We like to have a nice little package to wrap up. We like birth and death and life. And the longer the life, the better. But birth is an instantaneous thing, and death's an instantaneous thing, and the life is a drug out. But this is what we try to label for Absolute. Now, why have we given the term Absolute to Absolute? Well, actually, the dictionary gives that definition to it. We look at the word God. We look at the word allness, isness. We look at the word deity from any book, any word source, any language. The word deity, the word God, all refer to the one absolute. They say the principle, the absolute, that which is unchangeable. Now, tell me if you can, how principle could have a beginning and how principle could have an ending. How could principle have a developmental phase to itself? How could principle not be complete in itself from the very beginning and complete in itself at the very end? Now, is there an end to principle? Is there ever an end to existence? Is there a beginning to principle? Is there ever a beginning to principle, to existence? This just always is. And because we have our humanistic attitude toward it, because we look at things from our relative point of view, which is our most logical way of approaching anything, we want to limit it. We want to limit everything. Now, being divergent a little bit from this, but yet on the track here, think of this. You, as a human being, you think that you are a human being and you have a name and you have personality, you have a life and a death, you have a livingness. You think that's you. Well, that's not. That's not. You are but what might be anything we use, it's going to be a poor reference, but you might be like what is considered a ray of the sun. You are always one as the sun. You are the sun's reflection, the sun's radiance. You have no beginning and no end, even though the sun may not appear at that moment. But you see, you, as a human being, think of the sun as being where you are. And the sun goes around the world. Actually, the world goes around the sun, but the sun goes around the world, and the world goes around the sun, and it turns. And in the turning process, we lose sight of those rays. But then morning comes, and the rays are there again. And the rays do not become better or worse. They do not become greater or lesser. They just are there. The fact that we don't see it does not make it that it's not there. Mm-hmm. We think that just because we don't see our physical body of grandma and grandpa or the kid or whoever else, that they don't exist. Just because we don't see them, we think they do not have existence. And yet they do have existence. They always have existence. They are, the word immortal is a very poor word because it means never ending. But it was never beginning either. It was never ending and never beginning. It was always there. And so we are like that ray of light from the sun, always complete and always perfect. Now, how are we like the ray of light? Are we like an individualization of the ray of light? Or are we the ray of light, one as our source, one as our reality? So the relative man is the ray of light, and the absolute is the sun. The sun is shining out through these rays of light, expressing itself in whatever capacity it is, in the many colors and the many degrees of heat or lack of heat or whatever. And the farther it gets from the source, the more differently it acts, but it still acts. It's always there. The sun's rays are always wherever they are, even though they might be millions and billions and trillions and zillions of light years away from the source. Now, how could it remain with its continuity that far from the source? There are space things. There are planetoids. There are asteroids. There are many things floating around in space who have fallen out of sync with their source. And as these things come along, they block the ray of the sun for a moment or so on its activity. And so we think that the ray is no longer, but the ray very much is there. It was just blocked. It's like some of our computer email is blocked, and we don't even know it's blocked, but we're not getting it, and someone's writing us emails and telling us how wonderful we are and telling us that we've just won $1 billion and so forth, and we'll never know it because we've been blocked temporarily by some unconscionable individual who creates viruses that block it. But that doesn't mean that the ray has stopped. That doesn't mean that the electrical signal that comes through our computers is not there. Even if we turn off our computers, what happens when you turn it on again? There it is. There it is. We have had like an asteroid going in front of our awareness. Now, a moment ago, the lights flashed for but an instant, saying that there was something going on in the electrical circuit of the power for this area of the mountain. And it was saying, hey, we might put your lights out for a while. And we all say, whatever. We don't care one way or the other. As far as we're concerned, the power is always on. And so that it is. Now, when the power goes off, or when we turn the power off, what do? We go to sleep. And when we go to sleep, then we forget. Then we live on other dimensions. We live in other rays of light. And we think that we are different. We think that the absolute is no longer the same absolute. We're working on a different absolute, but we're not. We're working on the one source principle the one source, absolute, the one allness, absolute, principle, whatever we want to call it, that's where we're working and that's our reality. Now, did absolute have a beginning? Couldn't. It couldn't. Does it have an ending? It can't. Does absolute have a purpose? Does it have a direction? No. The rays of sunlight are cast out with such abandon that, and such a distance here and there, and little blocks somewhere else. The sun gets in the ray, in the way of the ray of the sun. The earth gets in the way of the ray of the sun and cuts it off. So all throughout space, all those rays that would have gone on to infinity, which there is no infinity, were stopped on Earth. And so as Earth is turning, facing the sun, then it is blocking that ray of light continuously. Now, isn't that fascinating? What happens to those rays of light when it has a chance to shoot on past the Earth, because the Earth repositions itself? Are those unique individualizations of a reality that we don't know? Or what is that all about? You see, it doesn't matter. All is the one. All is the one. The sun's rays have no other purpose but to be. The sand on the beach has no other purpose but to be. The stars in the sky have no other purpose but to be. And so, if we ask for a purpose, we would have to say the purpose is that they're there. To be is, again, another purpose, but they're there. And if we would say, I don't accept that, then for us, they would perhaps not be there. Could the reality of all existence not be there just because we didn't believe in it? Yes. Because we have turned it off and we have made ourselves unavailable to its expression. And so we are like on the blind side of Earth. We are on the dark side of Earth. And we don't see the rays of the sun. And we think there are no rays. We are perhaps on the cold side of the moon, if you will. And we think that there is no light there. But the moon, too, is always turning. Even though they like to say the moon is rather stable and it doesn't have an orbit. It has to have an orbit, or else it wouldn't have any gravity. It has to be circling around, or else gravity would be such that it would be just like a floating feather drawn by another source of gravity that is certainly greater than it. Ah, yes, the purpose of absolute from its beginning. There is no purpose. There's no beginning, there's no end, there's only the existence. So, you are relative. The ray of the sun is relative. The sun is the allness for the ray of the sun. The allness for you is your reality. Do you have the interest, the desire, the capacity to think of who you really are? Now, the ray of light could say, yes, I can understand I am of the sun. I am of the great light, sun. But what are you radiant from? Are you a radiant expression of the light of the sun in sort of another divergence that comes out in your body and in your mind and in your spirit and your being? Or is there some greater expression of the allness out there? Is it maybe the nothingness or the isness of the allness out there? Does the sun itself come out of the allness? Do its rays come out of itself and the allness? Are its rays its expression, like its arms and legs, like we have arms and legs? What is the ray of the sun about? Who are we? Where are we going? What is our purpose? What is our joy? When we begin to search into the absolute, when we begin to search into the allness, the isness, When we begin to search into these things and let it be revealed to us, we find that we're pretty wonderful beings. We can, at any time, reunite our awareness with our divine reality and have all the power in the universe available to us. But we don't need the power. We don't need the power because all already exists. And all we do is to reveal it. And it doesn't take power to reveal something. Reveal to me what 2 times 2 is.
4.
It took her a moment to realize I was serious and asking her to give me the answer. But once she did, she knew it. Now, what's 4 times 4?
16.
She had to figure that out, you know. But now these autistic youngsters who have this little marble out of place in their heads, they can come up with these answers in great profusion and amazingly so. So you see, it's not a matter that it's difficult. It's not a matter that you don't know. It's not a matter that you're not one as all in the universe. It's just a matter that you haven't given yourself permission to be that one and to express that one and to say what that one believes. And the minute you start doing that, the minute you start believing in yourself, believing that you are connected, you know, as one, not that you're separate, but you're turned on to your divinity, then life begins magical things. And you desire to be somewhere and you're there. You don't have to take a train, a car, a bus, a plane. You don't have to take anything. You're there. Perfect speed is being there, remember? Mm-hmm. So if you want to think a thought, you don't just think a thought. You think a thought, and that thought is instantly manifest in its perfection, in its fulfillment. And you see, here is a thought of building a house, and you got to get the land, you got to build the I have the architect, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to get all the permits and all that kind of stuff, and you got to go here to here and here and here and here, and then you're living in the house for a year, and you say, gee, I should have put a swimming pool in, and you're living in the house another year, and you say, gee, I should have done this and should have done that. Well, 50 years down the way, you added a lot of things to the house. Well, as a divine aware being, revealing the truth within yourself, you will instantly reveal yourself with the completed house 50 years down the road. Because that is the ideal, to a degree, the ideal house. Mm-hmm. And that's rather good. And who knows, maybe 51 years has to bring the ideal house, because on the 51st year you add something more. But it's that simple. It is, you don't have the beginning bungalow that you and your wife or and your husband are sharing for the first time because it's your marriage castle. You have the full 9 yards, the full expression of the ideal of what house in your consciousness means. And if I say house in your consciousness, you will tell me like Harry Potter, when his friends went on their outing, and they went on the outing and they brought their little suitcases with them. And so they would choose a place, and they would open the suitcase, and then out would pop a 3-story house with lightings, with swimming pool, with full bedrooms and bathrooms and everything. You know, just complete, you know, this little suitcase, no bigger than, you know, a hand luggage, and woof, there it was. And then when they were done, they closed the suitcase, carry it, light as a feather. Now, you see, it took a little imagination for someone to think of that possibility. But have you not thought, I know I have you not thought of how nice it would be to have a lovely car, and then you drive it to where you want to go, and you stop, maybe right in the middle of the street, and then you just pick up your little car. It has become very tiny, stick it in your pocket, and you go into your meeting, go into your activities, and then later you come out, and then you take your car out of your pocket and put it here, and poof, and there it is, the lovely car all set to go, maybe even your motorhome. And you can get in it. Now you see, this is revealing the magic of your thought in its fullness. And this is what we are talking about here. The purpose of Absolute from its beginning is just to be. To be all that it is in its ideal expression. Whatever Absolute as an ideal concept means, that's what you express. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Well,
kind of fun. So join with me on these games, and we'll have a lot of fun together. Because the purpose of Absolute from its beginning is just to be, and to be yourself, and to have fun. Have a lovely evening. This is Christmas Day evening, and we all wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yes.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
Thank you.